professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter at one of their hiring events between November 18th and 27th at the Schneider facility, 3600 South Costner in Chicago. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
Get ready, because at 8 a.m., the biggest, the original Grossinger's Black Friday event is back with 30, 40, even 50% off. New 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports, 30% off at just $20,800. New 2017 Hyundai Elantra SEs, now 40% off at $12,800. That's right, 40% off a new Elantra. You can even take 50% off used vehicles. Plus, get exclusive doorbuster deals and early bird giveaways. And every new Hyundai Grossinger sells comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain protection and the Hyundai Assurance. The original, the biggest, is back at 8 a.m. with 30, 40, even 50% off. Only at Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood and Palatine and BlackFridayCarDeal.com.
It's time number 870791, number 870067. Two available at this price off MSRP on select new models, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. Off current NADA retail value on select used vehicles. Minimum 5% of inventory expires 11/27/17.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten Basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 o'clock. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bulls take on the Lakers tonight at the Staples Center, downtown Los Angeles. Rookie Lonzo Ball has the big name and big expectations, but it's the Lakers' other first-round pick, Kyle Kuzma, off to a better start. He's second among all rookies at 16.5 points per game. Also on the Bulls' front, guard Zach LaVine cleared to practice now. The 22-year-old tore his ACL back in February. He's expected to return to game actions sometime next month. Over to football, the Bears return to practice tomorrow, continuing to prep for the Eagles. Leonard Floyd is unlikely to play in that game, sprained his MCL and PCL in the loss to Detroit 2 days ago. Finally, a few baseball notes. The Cubs have named Will Venable their new first base coach. The Score's Bruce Levine reporting that the Cubs and Red Sox will play two exhibition games in Florida, March 26th and 27th. And 12 Braves minor league players will be declared free agents now as punishment for Atlanta circumventing MLB international signing rules from 2015 through 2017. Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Mattress Firm. That's it. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkush.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least two TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish doesn't get any better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We need to take Hub up on that. Now that we're owned by a different company, I think if he did break some of these television sets, we might be able to convince him to switch him out for actual HD.
Well, there's one that hasn't worked forever.
Correct.
And then the other one, the bill hasn't been paid. So, Hub, come in here and break some damn TVs.
Yeah, we need you to do that. I think we'll be in a better place if you do. What's happening, Hub?
I did not break the one that we haven't paid the bill on. I was in there trying to do pregame Sunday with no managers, and I feel your pain, guys. Other than that, I'm doing well.
Hub is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. You know his various football credentials, and you know he's joining us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. So this is usually the time where you have gone back and you have watched the tape of the Bears game again, and you tell us what you saw that maybe you missed or maybe we missed the first time through. What did you see?
Well, I don't know that we missed a whole lot. I think that clearly somebody sat down with Dowell Loggins and said, okay, here's what we got to do, probably John Fox. And he did open up the playbook a little bit. They got a little more creative. They did some of the things that we wanted, a little more shotgun, a little more throwing early. But then at the end of the day, we ran into some of the same problems. You know, John Fox is married to the idea, or maybe it's Loggins and Fox is covering for him, that you can't have rookies in the two-minute drill, which, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense to me, or have 2 minutes in the no huddle. Jordan Howard's not a rookie. He should be ready, you know, at this point. And to get late in the game and see that Howard is just ripping it off in chunks, and not to have him in those pivotal drives, even if it's a decoy, or maybe to give him the ball, this time on first down when everybody's dropped back with a three-man rush and an eight-man zone, you know, some of the same frustration. But there was also, you know, guys, this is one of those games that there was as much good as there was bad. We now see that we weren't completely wrong about the offensive line when they put the five starters out there. I still think they got a problem at left tackle, but from left guard to right tackle, they're pretty good. You know, and you saw, now they were the second team in a row to rush for over 200 yards against the Lions. So obviously Lions run defense has some issues, but you know, whatever it is, you do that in the NFL, you're pretty good. So, Mitch Trubisky, I still like what I'm seeing. I still think there's a chance to develop a pretty good quarterback, but it's consistent. He has confirmed it. He's really accurate on the move. When he's got both feet planted in the pocket, he has some problems with accuracy once in a while. That's something they got to work on.
All right, on the defensive side of the football, Danny Trevathan means that much, that the last couple of weeks they've looked a little leaky. Even though I liked what Nick Kwiatkowski and Christian Jones did, what would you say about the defense the last couple of weeks?
You know, I think that Trevathan is basically the spirit of that group, if it makes any sense. Mm-hmm. He's active, he's emotional, and he is clearly the brightest or the best diagnoser. I thought both Jones and Kwiatkowski played well. You can certainly see now that Jarrell Freeman is not going to be back, or wouldn't make much sense if he was. They'll save some money there, and they'll be in good shape at that position. But they really need Trevathan out there all the time, and then you run, you know, Jones and Kwiatkowski on and off, and you're pretty good inside. And they miss him. I thought that really, you know, unfortunate when anybody gets hurt, but in particular, Leonard Floyd was having a pretty good sophomore year. He's still not the pure pass rusher, double-digit sack guy that you want, but, you know, he's playing good football, but getting better pretty much every week. And I don't know, well, I guess today we're dark, so we haven't heard anything. It was a little confusing yesterday. I was there, and it's being reported that he does not have a torn ACL, but that's not what John Fox said. He said, we have not completed the diagnostics yet. We haven't found that yet. And he is going to be out for a while. So we're still waiting to understand the significance of the injury. And that's pretty disappointing because this kid is starting to look like a pretty good football player.
Have you ever talked to Ryan Pace about how he evaluates kickers? Because we were just talking to Brian Billick about it, and his belief is nobody knows anything about kicking. Either they make it or they don't, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. There has to be a little more science to it than that.
Yeah, I think Billick knows more about it than I do for sure. But, you know, Dan, sometimes I wonder. I mean, you know, think about what you saw last night. Seattle advanced a round in the playoffs 2 years ago because Blair Walsh had a brain cramp, and then they bring him in to be their kicker. And 2 weeks ago, he cost him a game by missing three field goals. And, you know, last night, now it's a tougher kick than what Barth missed on Sunday, but he cost him a game. And, you know, the Vikings have moved on to Kai Forbath. There's almost no kickers in the NFL that are with their original team. Steven Gostkowski comes to mind. I think Dan Bailey is on IR for the Cowboys. But you know, for the most part, everybody gets this wrong once or twice before they get it right. So I have to kind of agree with Billick. But that said, several teams had gotten it wrong on Connor Barth. It was obvious a couple weeks ago that he was just not the answer. And you know, Olin was, I think he was both trying to, you know, give me credit and cover for me because he didn't want me to sound bad. But the simple truth is the three of us are sitting in our man cave. The performance studio, guys, is a great place to watch football. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're sitting in there, and they take the time out. And I turn to the vets and I said, you do know there's no way Connor Barth is making this kick. And I'm, you know, unfortunately, it was the one time I was right all day. But you knew it. you know, he shouldn't have been there. You know, now they did, to their credit, bring in Roberto Aguayo, and he didn't work out.
Why would anybody bring in Roberto Aguayo? That's what I can't figure out. They said, what was it, $400,000? He can't kick.
Well, forget the money, Dan. He was one of the better kicking prospects coming out of school in the last 4 or 5 years. Now, he busted out in 1 year in Tampa. But what do we just say? You know, all these guys bust out one place. I have no problem with bringing them in, and I don't. I agree. He didn't show anything to keep them, but they should have brought somebody else in. Remember, 2 weeks ago they ran three kickers through there and decided none of them were better than Barth. The week before the game they ran Cairo Santos through there and decided he wasn't better than Barth. I can tell you right now, Cairo Santos is better than Connor Barth, and I could have told you that last week. Now, I don't know if he's going to be great, but here's a guy who didn't get cut. He did a nice job in Kansas City for 3 years. He got hurt early in the year, week four, and then they found Harrison Butker, the butt kicker. You know, he's quickly becoming a folk hero, and just that they got a better guy. You know, so Santos is a pretty good get. But, I'm not changing my mind. I still like more of what I've seen than what I don't like from Ryan Pace. But on this one, I'm sure he'd be the first one to line up and say he got this one wrong.
Hub Arcus joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. If I never see Marcus Cooper Sr. again, that's fine. I think Cravion LeBlanc has earned that third cornerback spot. But the secondary, after a couple of weeks in a row where we were talking about Kyle Fuller and Prince Mukamara and Eddie Jackson gets a couple of returns and Adrian Amos finally getting his hands on turnovers, these last couple of weeks, you've got Mukamara with a run fit that lets Ty Montgomery run for a touchdown. And then this week, you've got guys with their back turned to the football and penalties. The secondary hasn't played well the last couple of games.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm with you on that, Jason. They definitely did not play well against Green Bay. I thought, first of all, Marcus Cooper, he's not a bad football player. He's coming back from injury. He clearly looked bad Sunday. I'm not just disagreeing with you on that, but I wouldn't write him off yet. He's played some pretty good football in the NFL, and I actually gave Kyle Fuller a pretty good grade Sunday. He bounced back well from his bad game. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't as good as he was.
I need him to pick those. I need him to make plays, though. I need him to pick those balls off, man.
Well, and here's a guy who we thought his first couple of years, the only thing he had going for him was the ball skills. Remember that second game his rookie year in Frisco where he picked off two?
True.
Yeah, you want him to get that pick. But still, he played fairly well. And as you say, LeBlanc played pretty well with Bryce Callahan out of the game. So I don't think that's why they lost the football game. I mean, the Lions passing game, the Stafford has been doing that to everybody. They didn't have a great game, but I don't think they were awful. I still think that's something that has improved for them. Actually, Adrian Amos is the guy. He got back in the starting lineup. He had the big game on the pick return, and then the last couple of weeks he's been a little lackadaisical out there again. And Amu Kamara is not going to get physical for you. He's going to miss a tackle once in a while. That was the rap for 6 years in New York. But coverage, I still think they've upgraded that for the most part. And I think Eddie Jackson's going to be a good football player.
I saw number 47 just blow somebody up. And then when they said his name, they said, what a hit by Isaiah Irving. And I legitimately had no clue who that was. I just know that he came down the field like he was shot out of a cannon. And he's going to get an opportunity now with Leonard Floyd out for a while. What do you know about him?
Well, this is one of the reasons that I continue to be interested in what Ryan Pace is doing. He's got a really good record on undrafted rookie free agents, and that's what Isaiah Irving is. He's a guy, they brought in the summer, undrafted rookie free agent. They took him to camp. They cut him. They brought him back on the practice squad. He's an athlete. He's a run and hit guy. He's not as big as you would like. I don't know if he's going to be a great edge rusher because he's not all that big, but you're going to see him now. You're going to have to because you got Willie Young and Leonard Floyd both down. So he definitely is interesting on special teams. Whether he can play the position or not, we're about to find out.
Sam Acho was asked to play some downs of pass coverage that were a little leaky. Now with Pernell McPhee still being on a snap count and no Leonard Floyd and no Willie Young, what are we trying to learn, not just about Isaiah Irving, but what are we going to learn about Vic Fangio and how he can coach up outside linebackers, because that's the most important position in this 3-4 defense outside of that 5 technique?
Well, and this year, for the first time, he has been his own outside linebacker coach. But at this point, Jez, I don't know we're going to learn much because he's dealing with his third and fourth stringers. Their two best linebackers in coverage are Trevathan and Floyd. Trevathan is a four-down linebacker. He stays on the field in the nickel. Floyd, one of the reasons he hasn't been piling up sacks the way you want is a little bit to some of our surprise. Vic has been making him a four-down backer. He has been dropping him into coverage, and he was doing it fairly well. So, you know, now you're getting pretty deep there. And one of the reasons that Sam Acho hasn't been a starter but more of a third outside linebacker is he's not going to be great in coverage. You know, Christian Jones has been – Christian Jones had a really good year. For a guy who took his time arriving, he's played well. But it's just going to get tougher and tougher. And no, injuries are never an excuse, but it gets harder and harder to grade these coaches when they're running third and fourth stringers out there.
Adam Shaheen, what did you think of him the last couple of weeks, especially this game where I still don't know how that ball got through the Detroit Lions defender or around his head and landed right in the arms of Adam Shaheen. But we've seen some things the last couple of games.
Yeah, I thought this Sunday he had a breakout game. Now he's got a ways to go. I've said all along, stop the baby Gronk stuff. He's not that. If you want to comp, it's Heath Miller is the guy who comes to mind, who had a real good 9 or 10 year career for the Steelers. His blocking has been improving steadily. He's not great, but he's come a long way. And Sunday, for the first time, I thought he made himself available. He muscled the safety a couple times. You know, I mean, 4 for 43 or whatever it is isn't something to write home about, but it's a big step forward for a kid from Ashland College. So, this is another one where you knew it was a prospect, you knew it was a project, you knew it was going to take time, and if he can finish the season, if he can string 5-6 games together like Sunday, you know, maybe throw in a 6-7 catch game in there, you got to feel pretty good about where he's come in just 1 year from Ashland College.
We'll have some more NFL-related stuff with Hub when we come back from a brief timeout. This segment brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Whether you're looking to change your air filter or replace your brakes, you'll find the parts you need and knowledgeable team members ready to help. At Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. We will get you back to football talk in just a moment. Keep it here. You got the score.
Radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Kansas City Chiefs were once viewed as the best team in the NFL, but have nosedived over the last month, losing 4-5, including an ugly 12-9 loss to the previously one-win Giants. After the game, head coach Andy Reid talked about their offensive struggle, saying that it's the quarterback's responsibility to keep the team in rhythm. It was viewed as a not-so-subtle shot at Alex Smith and got people speculating that Reid could turn the reins over to rookie Pat Mahomes, who was impressive in the preseason. You can pump the brakes on that one. Rookie QBs inserted in the middle of the year are never season savers. Case in point, Nathan Peterman for the Buffalo Bills last weekend. Plus, Andy Reid is too smart and too seasoned to fall into that immediate gratification trap. At 6-4 and leading the division with winnable games on the horizon, the Chiefs will make the playoffs. After the season, they can worry about their QB. I'm Tiki Barber.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers. See dealer for details. Details, find new roads.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter at one of their hiring events between November 18th and 27th at the Schneider facility, 3600 South Costner in Chicago. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com. schneiderjobs.com.
Get ready, because at 8 a.m., the biggest, the original Grossinger's Black Friday event is back with 30, 40, even 50% off with new 2017 Kia Optima LXs, 30% off at just $17,179. New 2016 Kia Rio LXs, now 40% off at just $10,600. That's right, just $10,600. You can even get 50% off used vehicles, plus get exclusive doorbuster deals and early bird giveaways. The original, the biggest, is back at 8 a.m. with 30, 40, even 50% off with new 2017 Kia Optima LXs, 30% off. New 2016 Kia Rio LXs, now 40% off. Only at Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood and BlackFridayCarDeal.com. That's BlackFridayCarDeal.com.
Stock number 870549, number 860324. Savings off MSRP on select new models. Two available at this price, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 dock fee. Off current NADA retail value on select used vehicles. Minimum 5% of inventory. Expires 11/27/17.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
MillerLite.com. Tonight, come out to Anthony's in Joliet from 7 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lawrence Holmes. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials. Enter to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We got more questions for Hub. Tomorrow, is Hub for the people tomorrow, or is there a holiday kind of vibe going on?
Huh? He's automatic for the people. Right. He is going to be on
some
at
days,
five.
You know, you want to be for yourself.
He's going to be on at five. He's going to take us right up to the end of the show with the phone calls from people who have very specific questions and concerns. I ask you, Hub Arkish, what do you make of the standings in the AFC and how to look at this final third of the season?
You know, I think the AFC has come down to New England and Pittsburgh in the AFC title game. The rest of it doesn't really matter all that much. Jacksonville's defense is really good, but I can't see them knocking off the Steelers or the Patriots in the playoffs. And other than that, you know, the West is kind of a mess. You know, Tennessee is probably the best of the mediocre teams. The rest of them are just a bunch of probably sub 500 clubs, you know, and week 15, we'll get a preview. The Patriots will go to Pittsburgh, and the one that wins that one will probably host the AFC title game. But it you know, there's 6 weeks. I suppose things could change. But right now, it looks like it's pretty clear over there. The NFC is just a much better conference this year.
Which unit has more staying power? The one that's both, I think both have been surprising. The Saints defense or the Vikings offense?
Well, I think the Vikings offense I trust more than I trust the Saints defense. I agree with where you're going, though. I don't know that either one of them could be counted on all the way out. The Saints had won seven straight. They were due for a letdown. But in addition to that, that's a big injury to Marshon Lattimore. Mm-hmm. Don't know how long he's going to be out. Alex Okafor had become a key to the pass rush after Cam Jordan, and he's done for the year. So they took a pretty big hit. I think what's so impressive about the Vikings offense is they've overcome everything in front of them. You know, Case Keenum is probably the best game manager in the NFL right now. And Latavius Murray is showing up. Remember, he did go to a Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. Jerick McKinnon showed up the week before. And if people haven't been paying attention, Adam Thielen,
yes,
he's not just a guy. I mean, he has become a number one receiver, as stunning as that may seem. And we thought Stephon Diggs was going to be a guy. Actually, I'll be visiting with the folks on the road to Detroit tomorrow night. I've got that game on Thursday, and that's turned out to be a pretty big game. Mm-hmm. Lions and Vikings is the first one, and it's the best of the three Thanksgiving matchups. So we'll get a better look at the Vikings to kick off Turkey Day.
Which team has disappointed you the most so far this year?
Which team is the most disappointing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For me, it's Tampa, because I expected so much with those weapons, but it might be different for you. Arizona, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple teams that everybody else was high on that I wasn't. I kind of expected Tampa and Oakland to do what they've done. I'd have to say right now it's the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I mean, I expected them to win the West. They get out to the 5-0 start. They beat New England early, looking really solid. And, you know, now they've dropped four of their last five. And it was just problems on defense. You know, they lost Eric Berry, so you figure that's tough to overcome. But then all of a sudden, you know, Smith and the offense disappeared the last couple of weeks. So they're very disappointing to me. I am not terribly surprised by the Cowboys. I thought even with all their studs, they might struggle a little bit because of that defense. I guess Seattle's a little disappointing. You know, they were inconsistent before they lost Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor, and you saw last night what happens without those two back there. But if there's one team above the rest, I thought the Chiefs were the one team that could run with the Steelers and the Patriots, and it's pretty clear now they can't.
All right, Bears and Eagles. Bears, I want to say it's a handful of times ever that they've been more than an 11-point underdog. I want to say it's at 13 or 13.5 now. Jeez. I think only twice have they actually won a game when they have been that big a dog. The most recent time was the Jimmy Clausen Seahawks game. They lost 26-0. But this, at least the odds makers, your friends in the desert, believe that this is going to be like one of those games. Do you see it that way, or do we get contrarian, Hub?
Well, I you know, the Eagles are the best team in the NFL right now. I don't know that they're going to go to or win the Super Bowl, but you just can't argue with what they've been doing. You know, they're 9-1. They really haven't played a bad game. They started slow, you know, first half against the Cowboys on Sunday. They're back home. I think they're due for a letdown. You know, it's just really hard to be 9-1. You saw what happened to the Saints at home last week going into that game. And you know, I mean, I don't mean this to be disrespectful to the Bears, but how serious can the Eagles take them at this point? No, they're coming in at 3-7. So I think the Bears, if that starting offensive line is together again and even a week healthier, they can run the football on anybody. That's a really good Philadelphia front, but I think they can run the ball. So I actually this is where predicting with the Bears is so tough. But, you know, you look at how they played. You know, the Bears have got wins over the Panthers and the Steelers. You know, we forget that. And so I think the Bears will probably hang with them for a half, maybe three quarters. They're not going to win. They're not going to pull off an upset. And they may even find a way to lose by 12 or 14. But I look for the Bears to be competitive for two or three quarters. And then if nothing else, you know, there's the injuries on the defense. The Eagles will exploit that. They can run the ball pretty well right now with LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. So, you know, Bears aren't going to shock anybody Sunday. But I think they may acquit themselves fairly well for half or three quarters.
John Fox makes it through the season, right?
I don't know. You know, I mean, if you've made up your mind, that's it. Doesn't it make sense to look at Vic Fangio for a few games? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe unless you just don't think he's a candidate, but you know he's a good defensive coach, you'd love to find a way to keep him. So it really comes down to if, in fact, Ryan Pace says, hey, you know, let's call this what it is, it makes perfect sense to do it, you know, in the next couple of weeks and give Vic Fangio 3, 4, 5 games to see what he can do. I'd go a step further. If I was going to do it, and again, we talked about this last week, I'm not hearing this, I'm not predicting this, right. I'm not reporting from sources, but if I was going to do it, I'd pull the plug on Loggins too and give Dave Burgon a chance. I'd say, let's see what these guys can do. Why not audition them as long as you've got them here? The question is Ryan Pace completely convinced that Fox is gone yet?
Good stuff as always.
Well, I did not think you would answer it that aggressively. Yeah. I really didn't. I thought you would give us the no, it's not going anywhere. The Bears don't do that kind of thing. So I'm interested. Is there any informed speculation there that is as part of that answer, or are you speaking wishfully as the rest of us may be?
No, I it's not informed speculation. What it is an answer to the doubters who are worried about Ryan Pace. My read on this is that Ryan Pace still has the full confidence of George McCaskey. And so, you know, if he wants to be an aggressive, bright, young general manager, it would be an interesting thing to do. But I haven't talked to Ryan in probably, I don't know, 8-9 weeks now. So there's no informed speculation. I just think it would make sense.
We'll talk tomorrow, Hub.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Hub Arkish. Next up, it's on.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with pro basketball, the Bulls in Los Angeles tonight to face off with the Lakers, the second of a four-game road trip for Chicago. Good news regarding Bulls guard Zach LaVine as well. He's finally been cleared for contact. The 22-year-old tore his ACL in February as a member of the Timberwolves. To football, the Bears are off today. They return to Halas Hall tomorrow morning, getting ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. John Fox says that Leonard Floyd sprained his MCL and PCL in his right knee during Sunday's loss to Detroit, but no ACL damage there. Finally, in baseball, the Cubs have named Will Venable their new first base coach, and 12 Braves minor league players will now be declared free agents as punishment for Atlanta circumventing MLB international signing rules from 2015 through 2017. Saturday, come out to Miller's Ale House in Aurora from 8 to 10 p.m. for game day greatness with Dos Equis. The 670 The Score street team will be hosting a college football watch party where you can win some amazing prizes like a big screen TV and Dos Equis and Score swag. For more information, check out DosEquisFan.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Patrick Auto Group. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
I'm Greg Webb. Packy Webb Ford has moved to our all-new facility on Ogden Avenue in Downers Grove. Our inventory is bigger and the deals are better, so stop in during our year-end sales event or visit us at PackyWebbFord.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
Speaking of, it's on. Before we get to the light schedule tonight, we will be on tomorrow, 1100 Douglas Road, if I'm not mistaken, out there in Oswego.
Scoreboards.
Scoreboards. The place to be. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Very, very special tickets. Very, very special tickets for you, the fan or hater.
Somebody will be winning a pair of Bulls Cavaliers tickets tomorrow, thanks to Bud Light, famous among friends.
It's a great ticket.
Scoreboards Sports Pub in Oswego, and a parking pass, I believe. So it's your whole night. You get parking and the tickets, so this is a pretty good one.
Yeah, you'll see the Bulls shut down King James.
Maybe.
No.
The Bulls will score on them.
Oh, of course.
Everybody scores on
them. Of course.
They can't stop anybody.
Yeah, nobody can stop LeBron James still. All right, tonight, for some odd reason, the NBA thought it would be good for the only game to be the Bulls and the Lakers. So we'll get a chance to see LeVar Ball's spawn, Lonzo Ball, as the Bulls and the Lakers go at it. It's a 9:30 tip, too.
So. Works out perfectly because I have late hockey pickup.
Is there still hockey?
Still hockey. We haven't.
When's the season over?
We just finished the tiering round. We haven't even had a regular season game yet.
Oh.
Okay. Hockey goes until the spring.
Okay.
Playoffs are in the spring, yeah.
All right. How's he doing?
We're all right. We're good.
He's good?
Yeah. We were 2-3-1 in the tiering round, which is exactly where you want to be, because last year we went 5-1 and we got in a division.
Waxed. You brought out the old ass wax.
There's a team.
A fresh coat of ass wax.
There's a team in Lake Forest called the Winter Club, and it's a private team. Apparently were playing.
Say no more.
They're playing in, I don't know, Nihil, or they're playing in a different league.
Everyone looks like the Winklevosses?
Yes, and they were switching. They switched leagues because they were beating everybody like 13-0.
Nice.
And for some reason they switched to our league. They're beating everybody 13-0.
Nice.
So when I look at when that schedule comes out, as far as what division we're in, as long as we don't have Kankakee, as long as we don't have Dyer, Indiana, and as long as we don't have Crystal Lake.
Okay, that was Franklin Park.
But it's an easy drive. Franklin Park, you know somebody's going to try to give you a concussion and kick you in the rocks with a stick and beat you up. You know you're getting that with the Panther teams. But it's the drive to Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
You never, ever get there. No matter how long you drive, you're on Algonquin Road, and you think somewhere, at some point, I will eventually reach Crystal Lake.
And you never
And
really
the sun
get
has set,
you're
and
still
the,
driving.
The wolves are howling. The
Jimmy
snow,
Butler's in the back
the
seat.
Snow is swirling. You're rationing water, and you're still not in Crystal Lake.
Is it hard to, they're not on a grid? Like, what's
there's
the,
just no
not, they're not close to a main artery?
There's just no good way to get there. It's just.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been.
You're not missing anything.
Well, I knew a kid from Crystal Lake.
It's so far.
And he lived in the same dorm as us, and he was, you know why I call it Crystal Lake? Because all the crystal, man. And you're like, dude, you're 17. You probably shouldn't be experimenting with crystal meth.
Is that what he was talking about? That's lovely. Anyway.
That's not why they call it Crystal Lake, by the
perfect
way.
Perfect timing.
Bulls Lakers tonight.
Get the kid through the drive through and no school for CPS tomorrow either. A 5-day weekend. So taking in some Bulls Lakers.
Yeah. And I may jump into a new show. Well, not a new show, but a show that the people have told me good things about, the Ozarks on Netflix. I've watched Stranger Things on Netflix the first two seasons. I enjoyed it. I got another recommendation for FX's Snowfall. I enjoyed that. So the listeners have been coming through with the clutch TV shows. And my nighttime viewing, you know, is like around 2:30 in the morning when Jace is hollering, screaming, acting a fool. And then I give him a bottle for like
standing
two.
Up on everything.
Dude, I come in there yesterday, he's standing up on the crib and he's looking at me. And I'm like, dude, I'm not picking you up. He just bounces back, starts crying. I have to pick him up. So that's usually when I watch the shows that we have on Netflix. So I think I may start the Ozarks tonight when my kid decides to act an ass. Shep, what do you got this evening?
I try to watch it every year before Thanksgiving. I just enjoy it. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's like the one good Thanksgiving movie there is. And Cole City gets a shout out in there.
It does?
Oh, yeah. Because the Braidwood Hotel is filmed right there, and then they do a couple shots at Cole
City
as well.
Nice.
Back in the day.
You're going the wrong way.
Nice.
How do they know where we're going?
Nice. I thought you were going to give me Peanuts just now.
Drinking.
The Peanuts cartoon.
There's also a Bears reference, too. How about that Bears game?
That's not a pillow. Right.
I haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles since the first time I saw it, which is a long, long time ago. Like,
it's good. It's funny and sweet.
Well, see, every time I hear it, I think of Throw Mama from the Train.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. It was an awful movie.
Okay.
Absolutely awful
movie. It's a different movie, though.
With maybe the ugliest lady
Anne Ramsey
ever been in film. She was also in Goonies, right?
Yes, I believe she was the mother of the Fratellis.
Unfortunate looking lady of all time.
Hey, she check still cashed.
Oh no, trust me, I'm sure they did. But she was not. She just wasn't pleasant looking. Just I don't need all my actresses to be pleasant looking, but she looked like.
But that was her bit. It's like Ron Perlman.
Like, Perlman?
Yeah, who plays Hellboy? And Beauty and the Beast.
But he's so ugly that he's handsome. You get that every once in a while, too.
Well,
why
can't that apply to poor Anne Ramsey?
She's not handsome. What do you mean, poor Anne Ramsey? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What do you think? Here she is, young. Here she is. What do you think?
I'm good.
Yeah.
It's a strong
damn,
jaw.
She only lasted to 59, too.
Yeah, that's a hard 59, too.
I would have, like, just based off a role in the Goonies, I would have thought she was 70 at that point.
That's a human welcome mat right there. Everybody's just rubbing their feet on the, that's a tough look.
Yeah, but she knew enough to make bank off
God
of it,
bless
right?
her. Yeah. Hey, man, everybody's got a legacy. Hers is being ugly. All right, what do you got for us, Tony?
I'm all in on the Kyle Kuzma thing. That's my guy, so I will be watching for him. Nice. There's some college basketball games.
He's a dunk everything guy.
Yes.
That's what I like about Kyle Kuzma. He will take off from wherever and try to throw it down.
Embiid? Yeah, did you see the Embiid's eyes after that?
Dude,
he thought his career was over.
Yeah, he tried to end the world on Joel Embiid. So, yeah, Kyle Kuzma's fun.
So, yeah, UCLA, Wisconsin, some Kansas, Texas Southern. So, yeah, I'll be good with college.
There it is.
There you have it. That's It's On, brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. We have Bears All Access, and then it's going to be Lawrence Holmes for 3 hours this evening.
A three-quarter brote. So, and Zach and the devilishly handsome Tom Thayer are already outside talking football.
Get all football.
Yeah, it's good. They're about to splurge football so all much. Over your speakers. So much intense football things. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Last year, Red Kettle donations and...
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Cameron Hughes, because you already know about Cameron Hughes and how he has relationships with the best vineyards around the world. And he is able to take their excess wine, put his name and a number on the bottle, sign a non-disclosure agreement, and then you get to drink this spectacular wine for a fraction of the price. I'm also going to tell you about an amazing deal, an early Black Friday offer. But listen, if you're a cab drinker, you want to grab as much of the Lot 613 Red Mountain Washington State cab as you can before it is gone. It is one of the classic Cameron Hughes blockbuster Cabernets, and this is sourced directly from the producing winery's flagship reserve offering 28 months in 60% new oak. This is big structure. It is fruit forward. It is screaming for a steak. This could stay in your cellar for another 15 plus years, but this is a powerful, serious cab, and it's $25 a bottle. That's the Lot 613. And right now, more importantly, for Black Friday, the offer, when you use code Dan at chwine.com, it's 30% off your entire purchase and free shipping on a case. It's usually just Cyber Monday. I talked to Cam. He wants to give this to you before anyone else. It is the best deal he's had all year, up to 30% off any wine and free shipping on a case just in time for you to stock up for the holidays and give this one as a gift, and people will thank you. Black Friday, 30% off and free shipping. How to get it? chwine.com. That's chwine.com. You shop for these amazing wines. Make sure you get the Lot 613. Get a case of this. Enter the promo code Dan at checkout. D-A-N. Any wine, 30% off. A case ships for free. chwine.com. Enter Dan. These wines won't last with a deal like this, and the offer expires Sunday, November 26th.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen, our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter at one of their hiring events between November 18th and 27th at the Schneider facility, 3600 South Costner in Chicago. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Timeout against L.A. at 9:30. Why settle for watching one sport at home when you can have all the sports? Never miss the best game again.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The text line's lit up with suggestions for what you should watch when Jace is acting crazy. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got some favorite shows this time of year, apparently.
I'm sure there are a bunch of dads and moms who have gone through what I'm going through right now, where they just, oh yeah, I can watch this show while my child is trying to find his way back to sleep.
And I love the fact that this guy says, I live in Crystal Lake, and you're so right, it is just endless.
Is it spread out? Like what?
No, it's just there's. If you take
because I know Evanston is hard to get to.
Evanston's a bitch too. Yeah, because it really
it's like to 94 or Lakeshore Drive. You're gonna as soon as you get off, you feel like okay, I'm somewhere, but you got some more driving.
Plus the track,
10-15 minutes. Oh yeah,
right.
Because it's not on a grid
right.
too.
Evanston is tough, but Crystal Lake is just far, and you get off at like Roselle, and you get onto Algonquin right there by Harper College, and you just sort of settle in. I will say it's sometimes, depending on the time of day, it can be a gorgeous drive.
I was going to ask you, sometimes drives feel better because of the things you see, no matter if they're an hour or not.
Correct. It can be beautiful. That's like when I remember when we were at a hockey tournament in the Dells, and we were all these far-flung rinks to various places, mm-hmm. and you're trying to look at your phone and figure out where you're going, and one is just like this little corrugated metal shack, and another one is uptown.
Sprawling, but, beautiful facility on the other hand.
No, there's not that.
There. No? But you don't have those yet? Come on.
But there are seeing deer and having to stop the car because there are wild turkeys
crossing
walking
the road.
In front of you. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
And being in the middle of nowhere with your kid is just, that's really the fun of that.
You ever go back to a place that you drove through or visited frequently and like, oh, yeah, I haven't been back here in a while. And you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that. That happened to me last night. I had a couple of listeners yesterday text the show, Ryan, text the show and was like, Goff, we need one tonight, 9:30, if you want to come out to Des Plaines.
Oh, hired gun.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, cool. I got to bring my guy. So I brought Q.
I thought you had Jace.
No. I didn't bring Jace to run. But it's Mount Prospect Des Plaines. And, being Northside dude for a long time, I had visited those corridors before.
I was stopped by a cop here.
Yeah, a telemarketing gig or two. That as well. I've caught a couple of tickets in Des Plaines. But, you know, it's 9:30, so I leave around 8:50, somewhere around there, and it's pitch black night, and I'm like, where am I? And I'm like, wait a minute, I know where I am, I just haven't been this way in a very long time. So I'm like,
you're a couple of landmarks.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Rand Road. Hey, I'm waving to Rand Road. Like, hey, Rand, where you been? So it's crazy me last night because I'm looking at my phone like, all right, tell me when to turn. I'm like, wait a minute. I know this Burger King. In fact, I will stop at this Burger King. Yeah. So shout out to the dudes last night at St. Emily's Catholic School and Church. They opened up the gym last night, and the soundtrack that they had piped in there was not very St. Emily's like. A lot of Future, a lot of 21 Savage. I'm looking at these dudes like, are y'all
Lil Uzi Vert?
Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, am I being punked here, or like,
that's a happening church?
Yeah,
the church of what's happening now.
Well, yeah. it was the gym, but yeah, it's
connected. 21 Savage translates well.
Yeah. Oh, dude, course. And I'm sitting there like, say the word, say it. I dare you. Act like it's your word. Please. I want you to do it. Yeah, everybody's singing, and they look at me, and then they don't say the word. I'm like, all right, we're good. We're still good.
They're going,
yeah. And then I had to guard
all night.
I had to guard some 6'5", 330-pound monster, Ryan, who actually invited me out there. This dude was just back, you know, elbow dropping me. And
if it were the Bulls, they wouldn't have found him.
Oh, dude, it was a fun time, though. You know, because you always... You know, there's pressure when you go and play with listeners, man. Because, you know, I was
sure
I'm running in cement because I played Saturday and Sunday, so I didn't do much. I wasn't very good, but it was fun. And the dudes were out there giving their best. Like, yo, man, I listen to you all the time. It was like, all right, I'm about to get a 10-day out here. Like, it was fun.
I don't want to on a 10-day. our favorite borderline player.
Yeah, man. So thank you for inviting me out. I appreciated the time, and I brought Q from the north side to make sure nothing went haywire, even though when you bring Q from the north side, that kind of guarantees that something is going to go haywire.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer longer. Come to Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday savings event. Whatever you drive a Firestone. And this 847 says, Dan, have you ever been to Reedsburg, the rink near the Dells? Colder in the rink than outdoor during sub-freezing temps. That is the most correct thing that has been texted in here today. Anybody, and there's a warning that goes out in the email to parents. If you have a game at Reedsburg,
layer up.
It is the coldest place in the world.
How cold is a building supposed to be when the ice is down? Because the UC doesn't, I mean, it feels colder, of course, than a Bulls game, but it's like,
most of the places we go have heaters for the seats.
You got 64 degrees, 63 degrees inside the building.
Yeah, most places are fine. Reedsburg is not fine. Wow. And that's the one I was talking about. It's just corrugated metal. It's basically a rink. There's barely any room around the rink and a couple of locker rooms. There's a little, like a concession stand, but it's a family, and she's got like a thermos.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's...
Mom and pop shop.
It's a mom and pop shop. It's right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not,
minor league hockey feel?
Not even. No, I mean, you get a minor. You go to there's places minor league. You take that. That's like going to play to the edge in Bensenville or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's nice rinks, you know, with like concourse level stuff.
The only rink I've ever been in is Robert Crown.
That's nice. It's fine. It's like our place.
Yeah. I bust my ass there a couple of times. I'm like, all right, skating ain't for me.
Why?
Cause man, it's just
get out there.
It looks so graceful, and I don't want to be the one to screw it up. Like I cannot do it. I cannot roller skate. I cannot ice skate. I don't. Wheels on my feet don't help. You know, blade on my feet doesn't help. I have to run. I have to walk places. I see people. You want to see something? Go to one of these 80s skate jam parties where these old
the dancers,
heads, where these old heads bring out all the moves
on the polyurethane wheels.
I'm talking about slides and splits and handstands and all these different joints.
I will never forget. You were talking about Niles and that area there.
Mm-hmm.
The axle, the roller rink, the axle. That was a place where there would be birthday parties held, and that was the very first place I saw these words, and I said, "What is Pac-Man?" And there was a And my friend, Beautiful. My friend Mark was playing, and I'm looking like, okay, so the yellow,
revolutionary,
like
game.
Yellow guy mm-hmm. eats the other side. So, the marshmallow things are bad. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, they're not marshmallows. They're ghosts. I said, well, they look like the French fry guys. So I didn't know what they were. I just looked like Mark. He goes, okay, so what's the big flashy thing? It's like, eat that, then you can eat the ghost. I'm like, okay, I got this. Why is it called Pac-Man? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Then, it's some Japanese word that nobody knew.
Then it opened up your world.
Very first Pac-Man machine I ever saw. This transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Lonzo Ball against a boot.
Yeah. Get to see Jerian Grant make mistakes against him as well. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we will be out at 1100 Douglas Road in Oswego. Scoreboards, Bud Light, Who Needs Two, Tavern Tour. We got ducats to the Cavs and the Bulls game.
Parking pass.
And a parking pass. Yep. So have your face in a place tomorrow. Get your holiday season started early with us. We'd like to thank the people associated with this show. I want to thank our guests.
Our guests today were Adam Kramer, Matt Miller, Brian Billick, and Hub Arkish.
I want to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertz.
Are you going to say thank you to me?
I'm going to say thank you at the end of this interview. I will thank you. I guarantee
it. No, are you going to say thank me now?
I guarantee it. You know why?
Are you going to thank me now?
You know why?
Are you going to thank me now?
Not yet. You haven't earned it
yet.
Why
are you going to thank me?
Haven't earned it yet.
Not a second of it. I am so glad I missed out on that. And thank you for the people not texting about talking about that, too. Ridiculousness, buffoonery going on out here. Another word, too, that I'll use some other time. Our executive producer, Nick Szepkowski. Nick Szepkowski.
But no. Why are you not going to thank me?
Haven't
why
earned
you
it
thank
yet.
Me right now.
When you like the word, it, thank you. We're still
you like
short.
The word, thank you.
We're still short. Your son said thank you.
You can say
for
thank
helping
you. Can
him
you say thank you,
China.
Mr. LeVar Ball?
I will
can
thank
you. Can you say thank you, Mr. LeVar Ball, for having this?
Listen.
How about we do it now? I just want to hear it.
Are you serious? That's what it sounded like? I'm very glad I missed it then. Our sound extraordinaire, our guy, Anthony Gill.
You know what? I'll show you what.
I just want to hear now.
Just to be decent, just because it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Mr. Ball, thank you
now
for being
it's a nice
here
thing
with
to do,
me
see?
On CNN tonight.
I am so glad I missed every second of that.
It devolved into something that would have made you really sad about the nature of human interaction.
I'm not already. All right, for Brian Gertz, Nick Szepkowski, Anthony Gill, Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff.
And a shout out to E-Ron, just because.
You're an ass. Bears All Access coming up next. Lawrence Holmes after that. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score. We'll see you tomorrow at Scoreboards in Oswego.
We're done here.
Danny Parkins here.
And me, Matt Spiegel.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to thank you for keeping the Score the number one sports station in Chicago.
Join us on Thanksgiving and enjoy a feast of NFL football. First, feed your sports appetite on Vikings versus Lions starting at 11 a.m.
Followed by Chargers, Cowboys at 3, and finally at 7, it's Giants and Washington.
An all-day Thanksgiving football cornucopia.
And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chicago.
Black Friday is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, and I'm going to tell you right now, it has made my life a more convenient and more efficient place. You just heard me talking about watching all the shows that I watch while Jason's trying to get back to sleep. You know why I watch those shows? Because they're so easy to access. I got thousands of movies on demand, all right? My X1 box does everything for me, and my X1 voice remote, I'm just... press the blue microphone. Next thing you know, I got everything I need right there. And the recommendations of movies and shows that X1 and Xfinity thinks I would like right there for me as well. I cannot lose. And my Netflix account is there. In the morning, I watch my YouTube shows, whether it be Everyday Struggle on Complex. X1, Xfinity, Xfinity Voice, and Internet is everything I need. It makes me happy. It is the future of awesome. It has changed my viewing life, and it will change yours as well. Get a peace of mind from the fastest growing home security provider as well, with 24/7 professional monitoring and advanced technology for as low as $29.99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve. That's December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Start your Black Friday early
Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off. That's right, 50% off a lease for the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitch Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station.